We're on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Toshma. We're discussing whether somebody who by the Isser didn't make a Erev Tafshilin and he cooked anyway, is he allowed to eat the food on Shabbos? Toshma, Mishiniach Eruv Eit Tafshilin, Hariza Ofo Mavashu L'matme. In Rotz Alechol Es Eruvo Harishus B'yodo. Person, what's it called, made Eruv Tafshilin. Then he can bake and cook and leave things tamun for Shabbos. But if he wants to eat his Eruv, he has a right to eat it. Ochlo achlo ofa, achlo hitmin, achlo bishal, achlo hitmin, harizo le yofa velo yvash velo yatmin. But if he ate the Eruv before he had a chance to cook, then what's it called? He can't cook and he can't do anything else. Lo lo velo lacherim. Velo acherim ofen avash and lo. As if he didn't make an Eruv, since the Eruv was eaten up totally. There wasn't even a kazayis left. Before he did anything, so then he can't do anything. And he can't do, and other can't do for him. Avam mevashahu liyantif, him hoser hoser the Shabbos. The only thing he can do is mevashahu extra for yantif, and if there's leftover for Shabbos, he can eat, uvevashlo yarim. As long as he doesn't do that on purpose to cook extra really for Shabbos, he doesn't need it for yantif at all, and he makes it look like he needs it for yantif. Him harim oser. And if he did it with deception, then it's also to eat. Omer Avashi, Haroma Ko Amra, so it seems that if you cooked Shalokadin, that you're not allowed to eat it. So Avashi says, no. Haroma Ko Amra, Shani Haroma, Dachmi Rubaravon, and Tvemi Mezid. If you, Omer Avashil, the Mezid, and you knew you didn't have an Erev Tafshilin, that could be its mutter to eat. But if you think that you're doing something deceptively, and then you could think that it's mutter, that's worse. Rashi explained why. Rashi, shalo yarim, la'achar shebishul etzorech, yontif. Yarim means that you don't need anything for yontif, really. After you already cooked everything for yontif, lomar, odan etzorech, lahazmin aorchim, v'yavashul tafshilin acherim. You don't really need anything for yontif. If you need for yontif and you're just adding, that's mutter. But if you don't need anything for yontif, and you pretend like you do need for Yontif, right? And then leave for Shabbos, that's no good. Aval b'gdera achas imir b'l'Shabbos, ha'omar dafilu l'chol shori. Right? L'maisa, that's only if you're going to cook up a whole new pot and say that it's for Yontif when really it's not. But in one pot, you're allowed to add more, even if you know for sure it's not for Yontif. Since it's all one maisa bishul. That's not called harama. That's mutter, because it's only marba bishurim. You're doing one maisa bishul, just extra stuff. That's mutter, even if you don't, you know you don't need it for yontif. But to make a new pot and say it's for yontif, and really it's not, that's what's awesome. And if you did that, and you made an extra pot, and you said it was for yontif, but really you know it wasn't, you're not allowed to eat it. The Achmer Abon and Bahamilsa, Shalolak or Torah Eruv. Because if we allow this, then you'll never need an Eruv. You'll always make new things and say you need them for Yontif when you don't. Velo Domi la Haromadar of Adabar Ava. Right? We had a case before of Haroma where he used to salt each piece and say he needs it for Yontif and then, what's it called, decide to use the next piece. The Molach Garma Garma, the Ein Ibud Ba'Ochlin. Over there, there's no Isser. There's no ibud by Ochlin. The imishum tircha ha'adifa dilmachas chas shelo yasriach habaser umnim nevelo shochet. And elamai, it's an extra tircha, but simchas yantif or matir the extra tircha that he should be able to salt at all, so shouldn't get rotten. The salt gadai du adin la'over va'ofa. Think now the same halacha would be that just like harama is aser, so too if you cook the iser. Right, there's also Asr. Where he says, no, Shani Haram. Haram is worse. La'olam over v'yofa mutter. If b'di'evit you cooked without an Eruv, you know you did something wrong. That's, the Rabbanan didn't ask for the food. Could be. V'harama ain't a raya, l'kan. The Shani Haram mi mezid. Haram is worse than mezid. The ikal meimer, achmer bo Rabbanan, b'harama tzvei mi mezid. The ilum mezid roshahu. La'avar al divrei chachamim. Mezid, the guy knows he's doing something wrong. Right? The Einach Eirun Nevinim. Nobody's going to learn from him. This guy's a Russian. Nobody's going to learn to do the same thing from him. V'hu atzmo nesim eliva v'shav. Also, he'll know he did something wrong, he'll do tshuva. Hilkach lo ma'akra toris eruv. Therefore, this is not going to uproot the whole concept of eruv, because people will ignore it. Because ignoring it completely is, everybody knows his aser, nobody's going to learn from him, and he's not going to do it either. He'll do tshuva. Avomarim sober lasos beheter. When the guy fools himself into thinking he's doing something okay, I'm really doing this for yontif, and he's really not, there is more of a danger. Hilkach lo yoshiv eliv alavzibro. He won't do tshuva. The acherim lemedim, and other people learn from him. You see, you could do it like that. And ma'akrit toris eruv, and then the whole concept of eruv will be uprooted. Hilka kansu, and that could be that only by harama that they ask for him, and not by where he did it b'mezid. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omer hom moni chananyehi ba'aliva de beis shamai. Right, that another answer is that that case of harama. It goes according to Chananya. Hom money diktonim heri moser is Chananya according to Beishamai, and it's not Tahloch. What's the Chananya and Beishamai? The Tanya, Chananya omer, Beishamai omerim, ein ofim elin kein ire v'pas, vein mevashtim elin kein ire v'tavshil, vein tomnim elin kein hoyuchamim t'munim erev yontif. Right, Beishamai say that you can't bake unless you made an eruv with baked goods, and you can't cook unless you made an eruv with something cooked, and you can't be matmin unless you had chamim tmumim already from before yontif. So each process has to have a separate part of the eruv. Ubeisil omrim ma'arev b'tavshul echad v'osu b'kol tzorcho. You don't need baked goods for baking and cooked goods for cooking. One tavshul helps for everything. Okay, Rashi. And Chananya hid the shamin and lay the machmer beruvi tavshilin valiv the shamay. So Chananya held that marim is osir, and he could hold also that ofer bishul is osir, but that's only according to Beishamai and according to Chananya. But it could be there's no raya what the halacha is. Okay. Okay. Tosa says a thing over here. Lamaisa, what's the halacha legabe? Do you need both pas and tavshil or not? Right? It seems from here that it's only Beishamai that holds you need the same process, an eruv for each process. Okay, but the Rabbeinu Tam holds that what's it called? If you want to have Athiyah, even according to Beis Hillel, right, who says tavshil echad, it only means that you don't need a separate tavshil for hatmana, but for Athiyah you need a separate thing. Even Beis Hillel holds that if you want to bake and cook, you need a pas and a tavshil, okay? Because we hold like Rabbi Elazar before. Rabbi Elazar before said, "Ein ofen ela ha'ofi then vashel ha'vushel." That the remez was in the pasuk, "Eis asher tofu efu." You need athia and bishul if you're going to do both processes, all right? And only, but Beis Hillel is talking in a case where you, what's it called, where you're only going to make bishul and hatmana, then you only need one tavshul. You don't need, like Beishamai says, hatmana and bishul. But afiyah you definitely need separately. And the Ri argues, and he says, no, that you don't need both. The halach is not like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar himself holds like Beishamai. Rabbi Elazar is shmusi. And therefore, you only need a tavshul. You don't need pas. But he says, l'maisa, the meaning of olam is not like that. The minhag ha'olam is to take a pas and a tavshil to make eruv tavshilin. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Tnan. Hama'asher perosa b'shabas b'shogeg yochal v'mezid v'yochal. We're still trying to bring proof whether if you cook the isr without an eruv tavshilin, whether you're allowed to eat the food or not. So here it says, if you take ma'aser from your peros on Shabbos, the isr, so if you did it b'shogeg, you didn't know. Then you're allowed to eat the food. But b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat. So Mara says, lo tzricha dislei perachrini. Now it's only talking where you have other fruit. So you're not going to be mevatel suda Shabbos or onik Shabbos. But if you have no other fruit, then even b'mezid, you're allowed to eat it. Toshma, hamatel kela b'shabbos b'shogeg, yishtamish bohem, b'mezid lo yishtamish bohem. Person is tovel kelim on Shabbos, which is osir. If he did it b'shogeg, he can use the kelim. If he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to use it. Right? So same thing. See that whatsoever, if he did something iser, the rabbanon asked you from using it. So it says l'shricha disle money achrin. You have other kalim. If you wouldn't have any other kalim, the mele the halacha, right? He nami efshe b'shali. You could borrow somebody else's kalim and use it. So it's no raya that if you cooked and you have nothing else for Shabbos, that you wouldn't be able to eat it. Toshma, mavashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochel mezel yochel. You mavashal on Shabbos itself b'iser. This is the raya, right? B'shogeg you're not allowed to eat it, but b'shogeg you're allowed to eat it, mezel not. Mara says yisurah the Shabbos shani. Shabbos is nisur misa, right? Kares. Therefore, they were machmer that you can't eat the food, even if you don't have any other food. But what's it called? But on Yontif, maybe not. Yontif's only alav. Maybe they weren't machmer on Yontif. And Lamaisa, the Shaila is not answered. And the Rosh says that we go Lakula. And if you were cooked, you're allowed to eat it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's only if you don't have any other food. But if you have other food, we saw clearly that it's also to, what's it called, to use that food. Okay. Rashi. Since you were over the iser, the rabbanon, of taking off trumas and maizes on Yontif, they gave you a knas. The rabbanon were machmer even to deny you only Shabbos and say that you're not allowed to eat it. Whereas says, no, it's disle peirachin l'Shabbos. You have other peiras, so you're not denying you only Shabbos. But if you have a shaila of only Shabbos completely, you didn't have nothing to cook if you didn't make this. Cooking without the Erev. You had nothing for Shabbos. Then it could be its mutter. Hamatu kele b'mikvah, sheyesh lo b'chatzero, v'ovra ad rabbanan, d'amru masnisa matbilin kele b'fnei ha-Shabbos, d'nira ke masakin, n'ala b'tovu kelem on Shabbos, because it looks like you're masaking the kli. Till now you couldn't use it, now you can use it. Yishtamish b'em bo b'yom, you're allowed to use those kelem if you did it b'shogeg, but not b'mezit. Tomorrow says, no, efshe b'she'elu, lishol kelem m'chaveru, yishtamish, you could borrow kelem from somebody else. So you're not being mevatel totally, only Shabbos, therefore it's osur. But if over here you have nothing to eat for Shabbos because you can't cook at all, and you cooked, the iser could be it's not osur. Yisurah the Shabbos, bishul Shabbos, miyavos melachos, so the iser skilu. Hilkach, kansur rabban amesh. Maybe by Shabbos they were gozer. If you cooked on Shabbos, be iser. Aval over v'ofa b'yantif v'shabbos, yisurah the rabbanan hu davet. Cooking from yantif to Shabbos, only yisurah the rabbanan, maybe they didn't make the knas. Beishamai omrim shnei tavshilin. Beishamai says you always need two tavshilin. Masnisin de loki aitana. Our Mishnah is not like this brisa. The Tanya, omrim shim ben alazer, molden beishamai o beishil, al shnei tavshilin shetzorin. Both beishil and beishamai agree that you always need two tavshilin. Al ma nechleku, what's the machlokus only? Al dagu beitza sha'olav. She beishamai omrim shnei tavshilin. This is the way that the Rashi learns. Beishamai says that you need two tavshilin, and this is only considered one tavshil. Ubeisil omrim tavshil echad. And Beisil says that this is considered two tavshilin. See what Rashi learns. What's the Rashi? Al nechleku al dagu beitza sha'olav, shebeishamai omrim shnei tavshilin, tzorech. You need two tavshilin. The zeket tavshil echad, and this is only one. And therefore they hold that the fish that is smeared with egg is only one tavshil. And you need two. Shemechaber shemechuber bo botel gabei. Uveisil omrim dayu b'tavshil echad kaze. You need really two, but this one is considered like two. Tosu says it's not mashma like that. Is this Tosu over here? Yes. Tosu says what's it called? It's not mashma, right? Say what's it called? Therefore, it's the opposite girsa. Beishame omrim tavshil echad. It's considered one tavshil, and it's no good. And Beisil says shnei tavshil is considered two tavshil. Rashi says the same thing, Lemaisa, but he has a girsa that's like convoluted. Well, no, it's the same halacha. They're both saying the same thing, just how it's said. Beishama, everybody holds you need two tafshilin according to this braisa. No, because the same thing, just it's the lashon is different. Right? Rashi says, Beishamai says that dag ubeitza sha'olav is considered one tafshil, it's no good. Because you need two tafshilin. That's how Rashi learns. So Beishamai is lechumra. And Beisilo says tafshil echad, one tafshil like this is considered like two. It's lekula. Tosus just changes the gear, so it's the same thing. Beishamai says it's considered one tafshil and it's no good. And Beisilo says it's considered two tafshil and it's good. It's no shaila in the halakha. It's a Just in the lush.
Okay.
The shavin shempir perbeya, the nosel atoch hadag. However, if you didn't smear the egg on the dag, where it's bottled to the dag, but you made an egg and you stuffed the dag with a stuffing, then the stuffing and the dag are considered two things.
An egg that's already cooked.
Yeah. Osherisek klaflutos, the nosel atoch hadag. You stuffed it with vegetables, you stuffed it with egg. Right? It doesn't have to be back to cooked. It can be cooked inside the dag too. But it's a separate thing. It's not you smearing the dog with egg, you're stuffing it with egg. That's considered what's it called?
Oh, like after
pirper. What?
Pirper is like...
Pirper just means what's it called? Shovenshim pirper beitzim of usheles. You cooked an egg, and also tochel lechude, you crumbled it up and put it in stuffing, because that's how I usually stuff things.
Yeah, but if it's raw, then it's like the first case. You don't do anything differently. It's smeared on it or stuffed inside. It's a raw egg. It's cooking together. It's like one touch.
No, but that's not the reason. The reason is when you put it on top, what's it called? It's bottled to the dog. When you put it inside the dog, it's not bottled. It's two separate things. It's separate. It's not smeared on top. It's two separate things. Then change the top shields. It doesn't make a difference how you make it. Just that's the way you make it. You don't stuff it and cook it inside. You cook it first and stuff.
A couple different kinds of whatever vegetables in a pot together cooked in one stew. Is considered different things because they're just cooking together but they're separated?
Yeah. It's two top shields. Sherisek mincer belas, kaflutos karsik, some kind of leeks. Okay. The difference is only, is it bottled to the thing, just smeared on it, or it's two separate things, what's it called, having to cook together. Okay. Omar Rava Hilchasa Katana Didon Valiba de Beisil. The aloha is like our Tana, that Beisil holds, you only need one tafshil. Okay. And again, Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam in the Re, whether one tavshil is enough for mevushel or also for athiyah. Achlo osha'ovet harizal yivashel alav. If you ate the erev or it got lost before you cooked at all, so then it's osir. Can't do anything. Omer Abaye naktinim hischel bisosov v'nechel eruv ogomir. But Abaye says if you started already, then you can finish. Okay. If you remember back in the Mishnah, you were medayik in that Rashi, whatever. So there's a machlokas, the Rosh has a shayla like this. What does that mean? That you started an Isa, you can finish that Isa, but you can't do anything more than that. Or you can finish all the, once you started, you can finish everything. Once you started some preparation, you finish all the preparations. So the Rosh has a shayla, what to do, and he says, there are poskim who hold that you can finish everything, and they're medayik and Rashi, here that you can finish everything. Rashi says, "In his could be sauso the takno of lafosai de ruvo." We don't have the Rashi. Rashi says, "Gomer es kula," you can finish everything. We don't have that Rashi. No, Rashi in the Mishnah says the opposite. In the Mishnah's mashma the opposite. Mishnah. Have the Rashi that he quotes. Here. The Rashi in the Mishnah says, Ochla Kolish Bishul Koltsor Cheshavis, so mech Allah of the Vashul Bishvila. The Rashi in the Mishnah is mashma that unless you finished everything and it got lost, right, you can't cook anything, you can't finish. You can only finish that Abaye says you can finish that process, the process you started. But the Medayik from Rashi, that different gears, I guess, in Rashi that we have, the Rashi says, Gomer is Kula. So the Gomer is Kula, some say, means everything. You can finish everything. That's why I said in the Mishnah, you can't be Medayik from that Rashi, because there's some hold that Rashi holds that you can finish everything. As long as you started something. And others say no, that the Ran also uses that same Lashon, and what's it called, and the Ran also has the same Shaila, whether you can only finish that process, or you can finish everything. So it's no Raya one for the other, and the Halacha is, Shita Mekubetzes brings down a Gears in Rashi, Mutar Ligmor Sakol, and Lamaisa, Right. The Ma'aseh of the Bir Halacha says that there's no diuk in Rashi. Rashi could mean they just finished that process itself, and Mamela, the Halacha is like that. If you started, you can finish the process you started, but not anything else. Can't finish, even though the Rashi has a Shaila, that maybe if you start, you can finish everything.
So the process means just the flour and water got mixed together, you can do everything necessary to bake the bread.
If you started making the Issa, yeah. Started making the Issa, you can finish everything to that process, right? If you started one pot, you can finish off that pot when it's in the whole.